WILR Radio depends on support from listeners like you to pay for 38% of the money it takes to keep programs like Morning Edition and our market reports on the air. If you haven't renewed your membership this year, please do so by June 30th, the end of our fiscal year, and help us close the gap and raise the remaining $457,000 to end the year on track. Your support means more of the great programs you depend on from WILL in the coming year. Mail a check to 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801, or call 1-866-779-9455. And thank you. And Dave Dickey joins us now with our pre-opening commodity markets. Dave?
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending June 5th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 64.6. Corn this year, 20.7. Next year, 2.1. Soybeans this year, 10.0. Next year, 1.1. Meanwhile, there are expanded limits today at the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn's range is 45 cents, beans $1.05, and wheat 90 cents. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called flat to $1 per hundredweight lower amid uncertain demand and altered slaughter schedules caused by flooding in Iowa. Terminals are called steady to $1 lower with tops from $44.50 to $49. Peoria is called 50 cents to $1 lower today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily direct hog report for Wednesday, June 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,683 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.75 to $72. The weighted average, $69.42. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.29 to $58.33. The weighted average was $55.01. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,730. The base price range, $62.25 to $73.31. The weighted average, $71.05. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.05 to $56.94, and the weighted average was $53.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And overnight, Ed, the Western Corn Belt really got hammered.
Yeah, and the rain is getting closer to Illinois now. It's raining in western Wisconsin, eastern and south central Iowa, and northern Missouri and eastern Kansas. And some of that rain is heavy. We've gotten reports in from portions of eastern Iowa this morning of 1.5 to 3 inches of new rain, and that on top of flooding already taking place there. And widespread 1 to 2 inches of rain did affect Iowa and eastern Nebraska over the last 24 hours, but some amounts as high as 6 inches. And today the rain will be shifting a little bit eastward, and there will be heavy rain in portions of the middle of the Corn Belt from Wisconsin to northern and west central Illinois and Missouri. And then that area continues to shift southeastward as we go through tomorrow. And showers and thunderstorms are going to continue on through tomorrow over the central into the eastern Corn Belt. So just about all of the Corn Belt is going to get wet again. And there are going to be pockets of heavy rain in areas that haven't had the rain yet from this particular system. But the heaviest rains do appear to have occurred already from eastern Nebraska on across Iowa. But Iowa's soaked. There's no field work that's going to be taking place in Iowa for a few days here at the very least. Some rivers are in flood, and that's before this latest round of rain, so they'll stay in flood. In some cases, historically high flood levels in Iowa. So this is a catastrophe for some communities in Iowa. And the water is going to go downstream too. So the river basins downstream, including the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, are going to get very, very high. We're going to see the highest levels in several years. Now, as you get downstream towards St. Louis and beyond, we're not to the point yet that we're going to reach 1993 level flooding. But if rains continue for another few weeks off and on with heavy episodes, it's always possible that the levels could start to get up near 1993 levels. We're not there yet. downstream. Now, in Iowa, some places are actually worse than they were in 1993 because some record flooding is indeed taking place. There will be a little break in the action, but it looks like more rain will be moving into the upper Midwest on Sunday and then spreading southward Sunday night into Monday. So most of the Midwest Corn Belt is going to get wet at least one more time here in the coming week. Now, as we go into the middle of next week, it does look like there's a break in the action in terms of rain. Temperatures are going to be running a little cooler than average at that time as well. But after that, there are some signs that we could get back into a warmer weather pattern with, again, showers and thunderstorms coming through. I wish I had some really good news to offer, but I really don't at this point when it comes to the Corn Belt forecast and prospects for planting and replanting. It does look like there's going to not be too many places that are going to be faring extremely well here over the coming week. Now, at least we've had some dryness in parts of east central and southern Illinois into central and southern Indiana, where flooding was a problem over the weekend. But again, showers and thunderstorms will be moving into those areas later tonight and especially tomorrow into tomorrow evening. So that's going to stop the continued decline in water levels and in some cases cause some rises once again. And if you live in a flood-prone area, I would continue to monitor the situation carefully. And if you live downstream on a big river, the problems will continue for at least a week, if not more, after these rains finally end. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 914.5, up 8. Last trade down 13.5. September 921, up a quarter. Last trade down 10.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 883, up 14. Last trade down 15. December 917, up 8. Last trade down 16.5. July corn, 715.5. Open there, up 12.25. Last trade up 1.25. December open at 744.5, up 11.75. Last trade up 2. March 756.75, up 9.75. Last trade up 0.5. July beans open at 1530.75, up 14.25. Last trade down 10. November 1508.25, down 3/4. Last trade down 23.75. July soybean meal open at 401, up 250. Last trade down $5. July soybean oil open at 65.17, up 17. Last trade down 37. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
As I was talking to you off the air when I printed out the report on export sales bushels conversions, this indicates wheat at 64.6 this year. But you have data that suggests my number might be wrong on this piece of paper I'm looking at.
I think where the discrepancy lies, Dave, is that there was a great deal carried forward that actually wasn't shipped and carried forward, and that would bring us up into the 64 million bushel range. But new sales came in at 12.3. The rest of it was carried forward. The thing that I think is going to be important today in the grains is that we kind of got ahead of ourselves yesterday, and if you looked where the options were trading, they were not much above the limit moves yesterday, so we'll probably do a little backpedaling. On the corn side, we'll be maybe up two to down to some kind of a market today. Export bookings came in there right about on the money, 21 million old crop, 2 million on the new. An awful lot of talk about flooding, what this means, a loss of 10%, maybe more of the corn crop. But we go to a higher expanded limit today at 45 cents. I think we need to keep these corn above this 720, 725 area to maintain a bullish bias.
And we must probably go to the outside markets today as well, Ellen, and balance that with weather, with crude oil down more than $3 a barrel today, and the U.S. dollar highest level since March 5th.
Right, sharply higher on the dollar, a huge drop in the metals markets as well as the crude. That will affect the beans primarily. We'll be, maybe five, as much as a dime lower in the beans. Probably export bookings came in at 10 million on the old crop, not too much there on the new crop. A lot of support in the November beans around the 1280 level, but I think we will be lower today.
Turn your attention to CME livestock, please.
On the livestock market, I think we'll see a mixed day in the cattle. The back months certainly are commanding too large a premium there. Hogs will be lower. We've got a cash market that's going to be in a whole lot of hurt here with higher numbers and several plants closed over an extended long weekend because of flooding in Iowa and Nebraska primarily.
And 15 seconds, do hedgers make sales at these price levels in the grains?
You have to be looking at this, and I think you make small incremental sales and hope that there's some higher prices ahead to make more.
Thank you much, Ellen. Have a great day today. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.